Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Zoom and Google Meets and other video calling apps have soared in popularity since the start of the pandemic, with more people having to work from home. But what if sometimes those calls happen when you're driving? Well, road safety professionals are calling for the brakes to be put on the mobile office due to a rise in video conference calls while driving over the last 18 months. Joining me now to discuss this further is Noel Gibbons, road safety officer with Mayo County Council. And Noel, thank you for joining us this evening. I wonder, is this a big issue, do we know, in Ireland? Have there been many cases of people driving while on a Zoom call or a Microsoft Teams call or some sort of conference call like that?
We're hearing reports, more regular reports of instances, people that are driving using conference calls. While legally there's no law against making a conference call while you're driving using a hands-free set, the habit could be increasing your risk of being involved in a collision. And particularly with the week that we're promoting Bike Week, getting more people out on bikes, and we're then asking them to share the roads with people who are distracted on conference calls. Mm. And also, we've heard this week that Microsoft Office will be introducing a new app that will allow you to connect your radio to your Teams call, so you'll be allowed to take a Teams call while you're driving. So our advice here in the Communications Office of the Mayo County Council is make sure you're parked up if you're going to participate in any Zoom or Teams call while you're in your car.
And is there evidence as such, Noel, that being on a Teams call or a Zoom call while driving increases your risk of having a crash, or is that just instinctive from your perspective that it would be something that is distracting?
Yeah, so there is evidence there from previous research showing that people's reaction times are greatly reduced when they're in conversation. And also on a Teams call or a Zoom call, you'll be getting multiple conversations coming through. So you have to kind of focus and put your focus on those if you're participating in the call. And also your eyes are taken off the road where it should be looking at a screen. So our advice is not to participate in these calls. Unfortunately, 103 people have lost their lives so far, this is one too many. Mm. So we want to make sure that we can prevent any further loss of life by asking people not to participate in conference calls when they're driving.
And would it be okay if people don't have the video element of it on, so that it's just really like being on a group call? Like, lots of people talk in their cars on the phone, don't they, on their hands-free set?
Yeah, exactly. But as we're saying, there's no legal implications. If you have a hold in your hands held device, there's a fixed charge of €60 and £0.03. But again, it's the mental distraction here. There's no way that you'll be focused on your driving if you're participating in these multiple persons call where there's multiple participants in the call.
Okay. Just finally then, do you think, as you say, there's no legislation against it at the moment? Do you think there should be?
Well, I think we're asking people, I don't think we need legislation for common sense, that we need people to use their common sense, not to drive when they're using this particular type of app. And it may be a benefit to people who will be pulled up to the safe area and can join in a conference call, but not while you're driving.
All right. Well, that's a very fair message. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Noel Gibbons, Road Safety Officer with Mayo County Council.